Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, how does sperm donation affect you?
Mandy McElhenney from Bad Mothers.
An update on hits from your hood, Subiaco.
And a lady who married a zombie. What's going on there?
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
I think it's official. 60 Minutes have run out of stories.
You reckon?
Oh, really?
Last night, there was a story about an arrogant sperm donor, is how they labelled him.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Basically, this dude who describes himself as Joe Donor, he's from the US and he's currently in Australia, and his life plan is to impregnate as many women as possible.
Okay. Good to have a purpose.
So maybe next week, 50 minutes?
Yeah. He's just decided this is his mission. His plan is to father up to 2,500 children. At the moment, he's fathered over 100.
Uh-huh.
And he just makes arrangements with women online saying, hey, if you pay my expenses, I will turn up and I'll impregnate you. I prefer to do it through having sex, but, you know, about half of his clients say no to that. And then they just cover the expenses and then off he goes on his mission and they never deal with him again.
You realise this guy is living the dream for, you know, half the month. What, so I get a free flight,
another deposit,
and never have to worry about
it. It's a little bit from 60 Minutes last night.
What would you say to Joe?
Mate, just give it a break. Stop doing it. You're not God. You're screwing up these women's lives and you're potentially screwing up the lives of all the kids that you've created.
Ooh, there's a lawyer speaking right there.
Because, I mean, look, they're saying what he's doing is risky because he's just obviously going around having unprotected sex with a great number of people.
Sure, but if you just want to have a child and someone's prepared to do it, no strings attached, you know.
Yeah, he's actually not really doing anything illegal. It is illegal in Australia to take payment for any human tissue, including sperm.
Okay.
But you can reimburse expenses. So, you know, that's how it works. But I'm just curious because it made me go, I wasn't particularly interested in his story. I was kind of like, whatever, 60 Minutes. But it did make me think, this is interesting because there's a lot of families out there who do inseminate through sperm donation.
Yeah, true. Yes.
Yep. And go through their lives. And later on, there might be kids who want to track down their parents. And I'm just interested to see whether it is all that common here, whether it does happen and what people's experiences have been.
Before we move on, Joe's child support payments are $4.28 billion.
I was asking you before, I can absolutely understand if, you know, in an adoption situation, you get to a certain age and go, yeah, I wonder what my mother or father was like. I would like to meet them. But do you have the same pull, for want of a better term?
Yeah.
If, you know, you it's just come from, you know, a random...
A donor.
A donor, yeah.
I would imagine, I mean, people do. They get to a certain age quite often and go, I really want to find out where I've come from.
The biology.
Bit of sense of self and sense of history.
Yeah. The process in Australia is anonymous, but the government have recently legislated that offspring can get access to the donor's name and date of birth when they turn 16.
Right. Okay.
So there might be some people who are searching, but we're just curious whether or not you've had an experience with sperm donation, whether you might have been someone who donated or someone who
fascinated
has
by
been...
the donor side of it.
The Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber.
And there's plenty of men making generous donations at sperm donor clinics.
Oh, I thought you were going to say telethon.
No.
So generous, Perth. Mm.
Plenty of men doing that, but there was a story on 60 Minutes last night about this man, Joe Donor, who is going around fathering as many children as he can.
Right.
Yes.
And just offering the services for free, but just saying you have to pay my expenses. He's fathered over 100 children and plans to father 2,500. So
he's feeling extremely virile.
Yeah, we were just interested to see what people's experiences are with sperm donation, how it's worked out for them. 1-333-53.
Oh, there's a caller coming through.
Warren's given us a call from Clarkson. Warren, what's your experience with sperm donation?
Oh, well, I've got a good experience from sperm donation. I can't have kids myself and... my wife's very fertile, and we wanted a child ourselves. Actually asked my brother, and he actually sperm donated for us so we can have a child. We've got a healthy 3-year-old son at the moment.
What
a story, Warren. That's incredible.
And was that a difficult conversation with your brother, or it just seemed very natural?
Well, it wasn't natural. It's just I was doing something for him, and he said, if you ever need a favour for anything, let me know. And just happened to have said, well, look, you know, my wife and I are trying to find a way of fathering a child.
Yes.
And to go through IVF and everything like that, it's over $8,000.
Yeah, it is a lot,
And so he said, well, look, if you want to, I can help out. And what I did, he just came around our house one afternoon. He didn't have sex with my wife or anything.
No, no.
Into a sterilised jar and gave it to my wife. She'd done the rest. And, yeah, the rest is history. We've got a three-year-old son.
Oh, wow. Wonderful result.
And, I mean, when he said, if you need anything, let me know, he thought he was meaning if you need help moving house or mowing the lawn.
Yeah, but well, I reckon like that. But, but the good side of it is, even though he's the father of our son, he turned around and said to us, he's your son. I don't want to be known as dad to it. If you introduce your son to me, I'm uncle. That's
okay.
All I ever want to be known.
Okay, well, this is a really interesting sort of side to it, Warren. I mean, do you think if would you ever have that conversation with your child, or are you just going to let it go?
We're not going to bring it up.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
My brother and I, we're the same blood type.
Yeah, okay.
So yes. If anything happened and he needed blood transfusion or something like that, well, I'm compatible anyway.
Okay.
But we're not going to bring it up unless it was a dying wish or something that my brother wanted to know or something. Well, maybe then, but until then, no. He only knows me as dad and mum, obviously, as mum.
Sure.
And brother as uncle.
Well, you respect your brother's wishes there. Yeah, that's good.
And all the best with it, Warren. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done. That's a great story.
Thank you very much.
Mate, could have been a kidney or it could have been a thimble of swimmers, and you went the second one. Well done.
Yeah.
Good on you, Warren.
Rick's in Ellenbrook. Rick, you've got a friend who's gone through sperm donation?
No, myself. Me and my wife couldn't have kids, and we went through IVF four times.
Mm.
And a friend of my wife's sister's donated sperm for us to have my 8-year-old and my 3-year-old now.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
That's amazing, because it is very hard going through IVF. What you see people go through, it's a big ask, and it's very damaging to your body and difficult to go through emotionally too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick, and we spoke to Warren. Sorry, Manny. We spoke to Warren about the question of the kids knowing the birth parents. How will you go with that? What do you reckon? What's your take on it?
My 8-year-old, when she was 5, we spoke to her about it, and we have a photo of him, our sperm donor, on the fridge.
Oh,
They know who he is, and I haven't told the 3-year-old yet, but his kids know who we are, and we stay in touch with him and send photos and everything, but he's just our special friend.
That sounds really grown up and a great result for everyone. Congratulations, Rick. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Good on you, Rick. Hey, Rick, have a great week. Thanks for calling The Big Breakfast.
You too. Bye. Yeah,
Rick from Ellenbrook.
I mean, you know, that's, you know, we obviously the 60-minute story is going to be sensational, but there's two wonderful examples of people helping.
Yeah, and just being mature about it.
Being
going,
mature.
Let's have a great relationship and try and work this out so that everyone can get what they need.
Still just want to know what if you get paid for the donations.
I don't know. Well, you don't get paid, no, but you just, it's for the love.
It's just a great afternoon.
Yeah.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
We're just talking about the woman who was Rhonda, who's so much more in her career, Matt, Mandy McElhenney from Perth.
Yes.
Yeah, so many great roles, including Love Child and MDA in the early days in Comedy Inc. And Gina Reinhardt, that amazing performance in House of Reinhardt, which had Gina and her lawyers watching every little bit.
Certainly did.
Making move. Mandy and McElhenney is on the line of Perth. Favourite welcome.
Oh, hello, Perth. I love you.
Now, Mandy, we're all very familiar with you and you've done some fantastic work. And now you're on this new show on Channel 9, Bad Mothers. Learning from the show, what's the key to being a bad mother?
Well, I'm going to be controversial here and say that pretty much everybody I know is a bad mother. Not, you know, we're all human. Nobody's perfect. And it's the hardest job in the world, and nobody gets it right 100% of the time. You know, and I think now there's even more information on how to be the perfect mother, and it's even harder for women to feel like they're succeeding because, you know, they're one, you know, unbalanced meal away from being, you know, from
dying.
Point.
Yeah, exactly.
That one night you go, tinned spaghetti? Sure, that's dinner.
Exactly. Hey, ba-bow, you failed.
Hey, Mandy, things have changed a lot, and I love asking the reality TV people when they come in here about what people say to them on the street when they see them, when they finally recognise that they're off the TV. And Paul Hogan was the classic who got the, that's not a knife, that's a knife. We just get our names generally being radio people. I get Clarzy. But what do you get on the street? What do people yell at you or say when they recognise you?
Oh, I still get hey, Rhonda.
Still?
Even
now?
Yeah. Still, even now.
They still want your relationship status with Katoot.
Yes, absolutely. How's Katoot doing?
What is he doing? Does anyone know?
Sure. Lonely.
Well, he married, you know, he got married, and I think he's a father now.
Oh,
and
lovely.
There you go.
I mean, he was a forklift driver and just got this job that completely changed his life.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's the sweetest guy. He's lovely. Oh. You know? But I haven't heard from him for a while, but yeah, he's... I'm sure he's just living life, being his lovely self.
I mean, it's great that we're talking about bad mothers, but it is a coup to find out what happened to Couture.
Absolutely. that's a little bit of, that's a nugget, that one.
That's going to make the media release.
Yeah, totally. And Mandy, bad mothers, it's not just about realistic portrayals of families, is it? There's a lot more to it than that. What can people expect from the show?
Well, there's a mystery there. There's a murder mystery involved in it. You know, there's lots of laughs. You know, there is a sort of, you know, desperate housewife
Yes.
in the city kind of twist to it. And also, you know, some real life dramas. Like my character goes through a custody battle, which mm-hmm. a lot of people will be able to relate to. And there's a few, you know, there's a bit of sexiness in there.
Oh, well, hello, hello.
Piqued our interest.
You know, not so much from me, but the younger girls are very...
Just Toby.
And, yeah, it's got a little bit of everything. I know that sounds cliche, but it really does.
Right.
It's really, really interesting and definitely unlike anything that's on television at the moment.
Hey, Mandy, thanks for your time and always great to catch up.
Great to catch up with you.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
The wheel was spun and Subiaco came up. Mm-hmm. Of course, here we are in Subiaco, so it's sort of home ground.
Yeah, it's home ground for us. We wake up here every morning.
We do. 2 hours after we go to air.
Yeah, they don't let us go home. We actually sleep at the studio
no,
these days.
No, wake up every morning. It's a very dangerous drive-in.
So it is time to get riding for me. And so thank you for those people who did get on Facebook and make their suggestions. And I please encourage more because it has to be said, a lot of the comments are quite negative.
And it's hard because we don't want to go on there and you don't want to just be like, hey, Subiaco's awesome. Like all suburbs, they all come with some downsides.
Oh, they certainly do.
And so it's hard because people want to be honest, but they don't want to bag out a town either.
Yes.
You know, and Subi's had its fair share of, it's a great
it's
place.
Had its
We've
ups.
Had the footy
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It used to be really vibrant. And then we went through a few little patches where things changed and maybe some high rents drove a few businesses out. And it's got a little bit empty these days.
Yeah, things have changed in Subi. I guess when you're focusing on Subiaco, there's a lot of famous roads in Subiaco. When
yes.
you think about Rockaby Road yes. and Hay Street, really big names. Roberts Road is probably the one that's changed the most in the last 20 years or so. A lot of development. And we're sitting there right now on Roberts Road.
Absolutely. Marie has written in and asked me to do a football theme song.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, makes sense, of course, but I did up there Kazali for Midland.
Oh, you did too.
So I should have kept me powder dry. But
and also just not enough lyrics in football songs to actually work with.
Oh, really?
I mean, how many, they're pretty light on, aren't they? Football anthems.
Yeah.
They haven't got a lot of lyrics.
The big birds.
Actually, you'll find some of the lyrics are quite clever.
I don't get to hear them very often.
But yeah, a lot of people talking about the markets, you know, obviously that site's been sold.
A lot of conjecture,
yeah. Watch this space.
Yeah.
And, you know, parking gets, that's a very common theme in some of the complaints about Subiaco is the parking.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
But
if you want to get a good parking inspector, Subiaco's your place. They are on the job.
They're guns. Absolutely guns. I mean, you know, the recent developments, you think about Subi Centro, you know, with the train station there.
Yes.
And that's quite a busy part. You know, it's got the Woolies, and then you've got the new shopping centres and that there, you know, with the Coles over the road. Yes. So that there's been a real change to Subi, and a lot of the, not far from where we're broadcasting this morning, a lot of the new residential areas have gone up as well.
Oh, and lots of the bubs that would be born at King Edward Hospital.
That is
true.
Yeah, that
lots
is still
of little
work,
bubs
yeah.
there.
And let's not forget the Good Life gym that I joined that I still haven't been to.
Oh, you haven't been?
I haven't been.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah. Kimber mentions a good point because at one stage it was people going, what's this place Subi Acco in Western Australia? Because all these wonderful sports people were being born there. Right, I'll give you examples. They might not be correct, but you know, say Dennis Lilly and Austin Robertson and various runner Herb Elliott, and they went all these famous sports people, and they went, oh, that's because there was a hospital there, maternity hospital.
Okay, born in Subi Acco.
Therefore, Subi Acco.
And of course, Perth Mod. That's in Subi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great school.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned it before. It's a bit of a broadcasting suburb. It's either East Perth or it's Subi Acco, where almost all the radio stations have been for a long time.
That's right. You see, it is happening.
Well, Clezzy and I might come up with a couple of suggestions for songs for you to
Please
help out
do.
If you'd like.
I would love that. And get on Facebook and tell us what you love about Subi.
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise, gee, it'll be a sad song.
It will.
Yeah, you don't want a negative
it's
song.
It's a little bit funny.
Yesterday.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Take your minds to Tiverton. In Rhode Island, beautiful part of the world.
Oh, sounds good.
I haven't been there, but I'm sure it's very nice.
Mate, I'm there.
20-year-old Felicity Cadlich. Mm-hmm. She's just gotten married.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
I hope so.
And Felicity has married the love of her life, who just happens to be a zombie.
What's going on there?
Yes. Kelly Rossi is the name of the doll, of the zombie doll.
Oh, it's a doll.
It's a doll. And when Felicity was 16, her father, she found the doll on a creepy doll collection website.
Oh, good. It's not just a zombie doll. It's a creepy zombie doll.
It's a creepy zombie doll. So a lot like a lot of the blokes you've dated, Kimber. And she saw this website and her dad bought the doll for her. So it's technically an arranged marriage.
Oh, okay.
So everyone's happy. Right. It's not like, you know, married at first sight. Everyone in the room is happy.
She's met the zombie doll before.
She's met the zombie doll of her dreams.
Nice.
So they've had a wedding. It only costs $500.
Oh, okay. To cover off a few, dresses and... Yeah, the groom's not going to eat much.
Kelly is a female, but was the doll.
Yep.
Right.
But was dressed in a suit, because that's Felicity liked the look of Kelly in the suit.
Sure.
There were four humans and 8 dolls at the wedding.
Right.
Which is a bit embarrassing when the groom's side is double your friends.
True.
But you know they're very happy. They're very happy. Felicity says that Kelly is perfect.
Yeah.
And I can feel that she loves me very deeply, and I can sense her happiness since we've married.
Not much answering back going on?
No. No, it's a one-way sort of relationship, but, you know, some of us would prefer that.
Yeah, I didn't realise you could have such success with that. I've got an old Huggy doll that I had as a child that I still kept, but I might just grab that out of the cupboard and see if we can reunite our love.
Can you bring it in?
Not?
Yeah, I've got a Huggy doll.
And,
it's still around.
Trust, you know, you've been there through thick and thin.
Yeah.
It would have been apparently everyone had an absolutely wonderful time. And of course, as I said, $500, a cheap wedding. And the catering was wonderful. They had vol-au-vents for the humans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And of course, for the 8 zombies, they had.
Oh, yum! Love those brains.
Yeah, so a really great wedding.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Monday after the weekend before, what did we all get up to?
Oh, I had a beautiful weekend. Can I use this opportunity to say a massive congratulations to my friends Michael and Tim who got married on the weekend?
No, you can't.
Nah,
loved
sorry.
It. Had a great time. They flew over from the UK to celebrate the wedding here in Perth. And so we had a little ceremony here. And that meant that I had other friends fly in from Melbourne and stay with me. So I got... a great weekend with so many friends that I now sound like I've been out for 4 days.
Yeah, you do.
So sorry about the voice.
Oh, that's okay. Is that called cake for comments? Wedding cake for comments?
It is.
Kimber Kale?
Yeah. Yeah. You can never trust anything that you say after this.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. What did you get to Maddie?
Oh, well, kept the puppy alive.
Oh,
well
great. Done.
Yeah, that was something. And Saturday, I had like 5 or 6 hours on the couch, which I haven't done much lately.
Beautiful.
And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
Just to be able to stop.
Good out of it?
I just stopped. Yeah. I know I watched things. I couldn't honestly tell you what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a bit of Live at the Apollo, but that was about it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Good. Bit of mindless relaxing.
Was the puppy around at the time?
She'd found a place to sleep, which is why I got a couple of hours. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I got to go to a 50th on Friday night. Right? So this guy who admits, it was actually in the paper yesterday, he admits he's never had a birthday. So these friends of ours, Graham and his wife Kim, right? So we rock up to this party and there's about 100 people dressed in 80s gear, so no one can recognize each other. And it ended up when people started taking their mullets and things off that a lot of people knew each other.
Uh-huh.
So really good vibe. He gets up and he goes, oh, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, our special guest tonight is Daryl Braithwaite.
What?
Not an impersonator. Daryl Braithwaite walks out.
Really?
And does a half hour set of his greatest hits.
Was he in 80s gear?
Well, no. It was just one of those amazing guys. The whole crowd goes, Just incredible. But
that is
birthday,
cool.
Graham. And he never celebrated a birthday and did it full on.
Did it in style.
At the Royal Perth Yacht Club, thank you very much, for his 50th.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I went to a gin distillery in Swan Valley yesterday and some party
Daryl
bus.
Daryl Braithwaite was there.
Well,
he's everywhere.
We were having a nice quiet drink at the gin distillery and then a party bus pulled up with about 40 20-year-olds in it who were screaming at the guy who was singing on guitar, just screaming, horses!
Horses!
We want horses!
Yeah.
But, you know, we didn't get the rendition. He didn't give it to us.
He didn't know horses?
No.
That was the funniest thing, because even the 20-year-olds at the party, all the kids were all racing up the front as soon as Daryl came on.
Yeah, should be the new national anthem.
I think it should be.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That was our weekend.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
It's time to talk sport, everybody.
Sport talk.
What a weekend of sport it was.
What? Shall I start?
Yeah, go for it.
There was a golf tournament on the weekend.
Oh, Karen Up.
Late Karen Up. Mm. Hello. Late Karen Up. And Ryan Fox won the Super Sixes. Any idea what that is? As in what the format is?
Mm, you've asked me about golf. Mm,
you say Super Six, I think of those giant fun golf balls that you go out with. Oh, that might have been a great big broom handle.
Yeah.
One of them?
Oh, well done, Ryan Fox, for winning that giant ball.
I don't know, was it best ball? I don't know.
Would have been beautiful to be at the golf, though. Lovely weather.
Absolutely. I drove past that area. It's not far from my place.
Yeah.
A lot of people parking, paying their $15 for parking at Green Open Space. Because there's another parking around that area in Gwellup.
Well done, Ryan Fox.
Very good. Now, of course, in the basketball, the Mighty Wildcats finished top of the Wazzers despite losing their last game.
Good on them.
Which is brilliant. Now, I just want to move very quickly, and we're excited about that, but the MVP of the league, of the NBL, has gone to Andrew Bogut, the former NBA star.
Yes.
The giant Aussie. Bryce Cotton missing out, coming third in the voting.
Okay.
But Bryce Cotton and Nick Kay making the NBL first team, two Wildcats in, and Nick Kay pretty much your replacement for Damian Martin in the years to come.
Yeah, right.
Has made the top five, you know, the starting five for the Australian team, if you know what I mean.
Great.
How good's that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is brilliant.
I mean, we don't want to replace Damo.
No, we certainly don't.
Of course not.
I believe it was in Bogut's contract that he would be given the MVP no matter what happened.
And part of the deal to own the Sydney Kings. Yeah.
Now, there was a little bit of controversy because he won both the MVP and also best defensive player.
Which is what Damo's won forever.
Yes. Mm. And he sent someone else to collect his award.
Yeah,
is
what was
right?
going on there? A bit of a prank.
A bit of a prank.
Yeah, this is what it sounded like.
People come up to me all the time and they say, Bogut, how do you do it? And to those people, I say, shut up. I ask the questions around here. You want to talk to me? You send me a tweet.
So he set one of his young teammates up as a bit of a joke to imitate him. Went down like a fart in a space suit.
Okay, that silence that you can hear in the audience, I know that feeling very well.
It was sort of not quite the right comic delivery. I could hear what was trying to be achieved.
Yes.
Just maybe the wrong dude to go up.
And great that they took our awards so seriously.
But I think it's great having two Wildcats in the
it certainly is
in that starting five, and great for the career of one Nick Kay, who's doing really well.
Yeah, and so they now play Brisbane in the first semi-final. I think that might be Thursday the 28th from memory.
Yeah, with RAC Arena across the venue. Game two in Brisbane on Saturday the 2nd of March.
Okay.
So good luck to the Cats. 33 final series in a row. How good's that?
Good on them. And good news for the women's footy as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Girls. girls.
W.
Yeah.
Dockers girls are on fire.
3-0.
Yeah. It's not a bad start, is it? And they're kicking goals as well. They kick goals again on the weekend. They beat Collingwood. Any win against Collingwood's got to be a good thing.
Absolutely.
I'm just so happy for all Dockers fans. You're all getting something.
Finally.
You're getting something
look
back.
Look at you. You've got the spring in your step.
Hey.
Go the Dockers.
Yeah. Well, they're bloody good, actually. Yeah. They're playing really well. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
And Claire, you and I caught up on the weekend and we had a big screen TV near us and we saw the Glory Girls lose the grand final.
Horrible. We're talking before about, you know, you're planning for a grand final and you probably play as a player and a coach, the coaching staff and all the connections play the game over there in their heads 100 times.
Yes.
And then the opposition who are favourites kick a goal within 6 minutes to start a grand final.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, and it was a screamer too. It can really knock the stuffing out of you, apparently.
Yeah.
Literally. So yeah, a win for Sydney who were the favourites in the women's game and the Glory went down, but we've still got the Glory boys to go.
4-0 against Brisbane and they are looking fantastic. It should be our year, you would think.
I hope so.
More big screen TVs around us, please.
Yeah, we'll get about 6 each.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Great.
Think quick, win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Let's play the pressure test. Thanks to Bank West. Let's go to Chidlow. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
We're great. Thanks, Brenda. Welcome to the pressure test. Now, I'm sure you know how it works, but I'll just make sure. We are going to give you this category. We're going to give you a time limit. And you, Brenda, will need to provide us with a certain number of correct answers before the time runs out. For each one you get right, $10. But if you get all of them, $250. That'd be a nice way to kick off the week, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Beautiful.
All right, Brenda, let's do this. We're putting 10 seconds on the clock.
10 seconds, okay.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, your time's going to start as soon as I give you the category. We need you to list 5 current Aussie TV shows. Go.
Home and Away, Neighbours. No idea.
Oh. Home and Away Neighbours got in, the soapies.
They did.
Well, you just earned yourself an easy $20, though.
Oh.
There you go, Brenda. I mean, you know, could have thrown in a few of the contemporary Married at First Sights and, you know, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, those kind of things,
but
I guess.
Surely they're all covered by No Idea.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd give you the money, Brenda, but I don't own the purse strings. Home and Away Neighbours, definitely $20.
If you'd said My Kitchen Rules, I might have linked you to 8 o'clock and win $50,000, Brenda.
Very true, very true.
Never mind, you got $20, so well done.
Cheers, guys.
Have Thanks, a great Brenda. Day.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. We've got 50 grand and you can win it.
Hallelujah.
Mix 94.5's 50K giveaway with Crown and My Kitchen Rules.
Let's go to the kitchen. Our favourite chef in Balcatta. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Jen, welcome. You're the correct caller and you've already won yourself the $100 Crown gift card.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, if that's amazing, then things are only going to get better, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
All right, let's try.
I'm a bit nervous,
though. Oh, well, take a deep breath. You'll be fine. We're going to get you. We're going to try and get you in the running for this 50K giveaway. And you're
That'd
just going
amazing.
To need to answer a simple true or false question from last night's episode of Channel 7's My Kitchen Rules, okay?
Okay, yep.
Just thinking if Jennifer goes on and wins $50,000, we may need some oxygen.
Yes.
You might be right there.
Okay, you ready? Deep breath, Jennifer. Yep. Inhale, exhale. All right. Your question is, Pat and Bianca are newlyweds. Is that true or false?
False.
You're going with false. This is from MKR last night.
Fiery friends, yep. Pat and Bianca are serving their meanest meal.
You have cooked up the right answer.
Hey.
They don't really like each other much, but they had to cook together and they're telling each other off.
Jen, you did it. You can breathe again.
Well, okay, thank you so much. That's amazing.
If you win the 50 grand, Jen, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm probably going to... really, really big holiday with my whole family.
Right.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, good luck.
Amazing.
Good luck. It could be yours. You are one step closer to winning the 50 grand and the ultimate luxury crown experience at Crown Perth. And you've got the $100 crown gift card in the meantime.
That is so great. Thank you so much, 94.5. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
That's the person we now call Amazing Jennifer.
Oh,
lovely.
That's her favourite word. What a superstar.
Great energy.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Oh, some people who might have been to Africa. Hollywood entertainment reporter Richard Reed has won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, just ahead of Gogglebox's Evie Jones and the former footy legend Shane Crawford.
The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for 2019 is...
Richard!
Richard Reed reacted like he had won Tour de France.
He really did.
I mean, it was such a huge reaction.
Or an Oscar.
But I do love the passion that he had for his charity that he had chosen, Beyond Blue.
Please, go to Beyond Blue. Even if you're not depressed or have anxiety, go to Beyond Blue. Just give him a look. It'll change your life. The jungle will change your life. It changed mine.
Oh, great. Well, all you need to do is become a celebrity and you too can go to the jungle.
Yeah, if you can't go to the jungle, call Beyond Blue instead. But, you know, nice plug for them, an important charity. Mm. And he said he can't believe that he won because he said, I thought people would get sick of me in the jungle. I have an annoying voice and I laugh like a crow. I'm amazed I won.
Mm-hmm. And the hair looks a bit like a wig, doesn't it?
It does.
I didn't see a lot of it, but he does seem very sweet.
He does, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Good man, yeah.
And Shane Crawford last night coming out, you see his intelligent side because he's not an idiot that they made him out to be always on the footy show. But he played 300 games and won a Brownlow, that bloke. Forget about that he was a genuine champion of football. Yeah.
Oh, and put some tears through people when he saw his children and saw, you know, it was a very emotional moment.
Poor little kids.
Yeah. Now, guys, James Cameron for years dreamed of creating a Leta battle angel, but the technology wasn't there at the time, and now it seems it was all worth the wait.
Does it bother you that I'm not completely human?
You are the most human person I have ever met.
You are someone very special.
Not just a teenage girl.
Doc found you in the scrapyard. So you must be from up there.
I need you to destroy a girl called Alita.
It is a big film, and it was predicted to bring in $29 million for the opening weekend of the box office, which is pretty significant. But after just 4 days, it's already brought in $41.7 million at box office.
Those numbers are just so big, I can't even comprehend.
It's James Cameron-esque, aren't they?
Yeah, and I mean, to give it some perspective, it cost him $200 million to make.
Right.
So to bring in $41.7 in the opening weekend is making you feel like, oh, you'll probably get it back.
The bankers are happy.
Yeah. Exactly. And it is in cinemas now if you want to check out Alita Battle Angel. Okay. And guys, with the success of Lady Gaga's dual Grammy-winning song Shallow, which I may have accidentally called Swallow last week.
Yeah, it was funny though.
You get plenty of YouTube versions. Everybody wants to do a copy, but it's a very difficult song to sing.
Is it?
Do you want to have a crack?
No.
But now
I might do it on a ukulele. They love that on YouTube.
Yeah, they do too.
I do it on Hits From Your Hood.
And Kelly Clarkson has performed it at her concert on Friday night, and people are absolutely loving it.
Okay.
She's strong.
Yeah, maybe I won't do that.
That's a hell of a voice. Who's going to sing it next? See ya? Yeah.
It's a really great version. Wow. I mean, they did broadcast it live on Facebook and fans have been all over it. No feedback from Gaga just yet. But, you know, great when someone does a good song justice.
I reckon Gaga she'd go, yeah, good job.
I think she'd like that.
Yeah. Justice. Yeah.
That's your daily juice.
Before we wrap up, Kimber, I forgot to tell you, turning 65 today.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele
Dazeem. Oh, we got the name wrong, but he's 65 today, the legendary John Travolta.
His new shaved head because he's not interested in wearing a hairpiece anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he looks better.
Happy birthday.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
To catch Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, play this.
I'm still standing.
On Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Oh, yes, it is time to play, giving you the last chance to see the legendary Sir Elton John right here in Perth.
Yes, this morning we've got you within five rows of seeing Elton John because we are in row five. And Bev from Gosnells, good morning, Bev. You're that person that's very happy to get through, but thinking, "Dope, I'm first caller. I've got to answer all five right."
Bev, we are going to ask you five questions relating to Elton John. You need to keep answering correctly to keep playing. If you get one wrong, we're moving to the next caller. But if you're the last person standing on the line and you answer question five correctly, you win the tickets. Oof.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Come, Bev.
Do it, Bev.
All right, let's do this.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's play.
Okay. Question number one, Bev. Elton John's debut album in the US was called Goodbye What?
Yellow Brick Road.
Correct. Question two. What Elton John song features the lyrics, "It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside"? Need an answer.
Come, Bev.
Your song?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, Bev, question three. What was the only make of car mentioned in the Elton John hit Crocodile Rock? Was it A, Chevy, B, Rolls-Royce, or C, Dodge?
Oh, Dodge.
You're going with the Dodge. Dodgy.
Oh, it's incorrect. Sorry, Bev.
Train, Bev.
Let's go Vanessa in Falcon. What was the only make of car mentioned in the Elton John hit Crocodile Rock? Was it A, Chevy, B, Rolls-Royce, or C, Dodge?
Chevy?
Well done, Vanessa. Nice one. Question four. What song did Elton John win Best Original Song at the Oscars in 1995?
Oh, God.
Need an answer.
Got a song title for us there, Vanessa?
Sorry, Vanessa.
Sean's in Kensington. Sean, what song did Elton John win Best Original Song for at the Oscars in 1995?
Yeah, I don't know. the song from The Lion King, but...
Oh, what was it called,
Sean? I don't know if that's going to be enough.
I don't think so. Sorry, buddy.
I don't know.
Sorry, Sean.
Sean's out.
Someone's going to get it now, surely.
Donna's in Northbridge. Donna, what song did Elton John win Best Original Song at the Oscars in 1995?
Crocodile Rock.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sherl in Heathridge. Sherl, what song did Elton John win the Best Original Song at the Oscars in 1995?
Samba.
Sorry. No, that's not it.
Carlo in Mindari. Carlo, Elton John got the Oscar in 1995 for Best Original Song. What was the song's title?
Is it Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I'm feeling the love, Carlo.
Oh, Carlo, you got us there. This is question five. If you get this correct, you win the tickets.
Good luck, Carlo.
Who is Elton John currently married to?
Need an
answer.
I'm thinking her.
Yeah, I bet you're thinking.
Carlo,
I can see.
Bit late.
Sorry, Carlo, the time's up.
It's so cruel.
Tanya in Morley, who is Elton John currently married to?
It's Furnish.
Say that again.
David Furnish.
David Furnish is correct.
Oh, she's coming there,
Tanya. You've stolen it.
Tanya, how many of the five did you know?
Oh, probably three or four of them.
You could have said one. That's okay. You can steal it.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm so thrilled.
Oh, well done. And to think if Carlo's internet speed was faster, he would have pipped you at the post. There you go.
Well done, Tanya. Man. You have scored tickets in row five to see Elton John.
Oh, I'm wrapped. Thank you.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Okay, I did mention earlier when Kimber was doing the juice this morning that John Travolta is 65 today. But there's a few celebs celebrating birthdays, so I want just a very quick little quiz between the two of you. You have to guess the age closest to the pin.
Okay,
you ready? Molly Ringwald. A huge star in the 80s.
46.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go. I think 46. She's probably a fair bit older than me. I'm going to go 52.
52. She's 51. Give that one to UKC.
Nice.
Matt Dillon. Another big actor, especially in the 80s and 90s.
60.
Good looking dude.
No,
Matt's
no.
60.
Matt, he's like 48.
55.
Oh.
Split the difference. No, you got that one, Matt.
Yeah, he's closer.
The last one. Yoko Ono. What's her birthday? So these people are celebrating today.
Sorry.
That's gone 73 for Yoko.
69.
She is. You're both wrong. She's 86 today, Yoko
Ono. Stop it.
86.
Isn't that incredible?
What?
86.
So that means she was significantly older
than
John. She
was. John would have been 78 or something.
Yeah.
That's the most shocking age revelation, I think. That's more shocking than Alex Papp's.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, my God.
Yoko Ono, 86.
Yoko's 86. Incredible.
Wow.
There we go.
RAC knows Maps, Music or Messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.